Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of AI chatbots, specifically DeepSeek, a new player from China.
Ooh, this sounds intriguing. A Chinese chatbot, you say? Isn't that the one that's causing a bit of a stir? DeepSeek, right?
Exactly. DeepSeek's got everyone talking for a few key reasons. It's open source, it's from China, and it's lean and mean, using far less infrastructure than its competitors, like, you know, the big American players.
Less infrastructure? That's impressive. But how does its performance stack up against the giants?
Well, that's what's really interesting. David Gewertz over at ZDNet put DeepSeek's R1 and V3 models to the test with a series of coding challenges. And the results? Let's just say they're promising, but not without their quirks. You know, it wasn't all smooth sailing.
Quirks, you say? Do tell.
Take the WordPress plugin test. DeepSeek V3 nailed it, creating the UI and logic perfectly. But R1? It took the scenic route, providing a 4,502-word analysis before delivering the code, which, by the way, did work, but, you know, differently.
Wow, that's a lot of analysis for a simple plugin. So 1 point for V3, but R1 got there eventually.
Yep, but then there's the string function rewrite. V3 passed, but R1 had some edge case issues that could cause crashes. Not good.
Oh dear, so V3 pulls ahead.
Indeed. Both models aced the tricky bug-finding test, though. That one requires some deep WordPress knowledge. Very impressive.
So 3 for 3 for V3, and 2 for 3 for R1. Sounds like V3 is the clear winner so far.
Hold on, because the final test, writing a script involving AppleScript, Chrome, and Keyboard Maestro, stumped both models.
Ouch, that sounds complex. So a final score of 3 out of 4 for V3 and 2 out of 4 for R1.
Precisely. Gewertz points out DeepSeek's coding style is a bit verbose, and R1 made some questionable assumptions in the final test. Still, it's quite impressive for a new AI running on a much smaller footprint. I mean, for an AI coming out of China, this is very promising. I got it.
Definitely something to watch. It'll be interesting to see how DeepSeek evolves. It reminds me of GPT-3.5's early days.
I see. Interesting. You know, I agree. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.